We're taking a trip to the town with love in its name. That's the town of Clover. Alicia Griffith is the Clover Main Street Director. And good morning to Alicia.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
How do you describe Clover's Main Street? If anyone has never ventured to Clover, this is a show that captures audiences in York, Lancaster, and Chester counties. And because we're on all of these social media platforms, even beyond, if folks have never been to Clover's Main Street, how do you describe it? What's the personality there?
So, I mean, it really is the town with love in the middle. You have your old buildings that have been there for forever and your old businesses, and then you have, you know, all the new businesses that are coming. So just lots of great people, good businesses, lots of antiques and boutiques and fun restaurants and stuff to visit. So
you were also giving us some stats about how many new businesses have come to Clover in a pretty short amount of time. If you want to share
that,
it's pretty impressive.
So we've had 22 businesses in the last 2.5 years open in Clover, which is insane, but just great. And it just shows that it's an up and coming. I always say it's like the little town of Mayberry, but it does still have that small, the small town charm, and but just lots of new flavor, I guess, coming to the area. So
are these mom and pop businesses or some big names?
For the most part, it is small businesses owned by moms and dads and, you know, kind of lots of high school students working at a lot of the restaurants and a lot of the businesses. So that's been nice. My own kids working, you know, in the town and businesses too. So it's been great.
Man, well, you've got a lot of stuff happening in the town of Clover, and we're going to kind of let you tell our audience what they're missing out on with big events that are happening that they need to put on their calendar.
Yes, absolutely. So from May to October, we have the farmers market that we started. I guess this is the second year now that we've done it, and we've just recently expanded it. So now it's not only on North Main Street where we're going to continue to have a pop-up and shop kind of sidewalk sale with some of those local businesses, but also down on the other end where they call it the old ball field. We're kind of making a bigger farmer's market with bounce houses, and Happy Hooves and Feathers will be there with some of their animals and local vendors and produce and local farmers. So it'll be a great time to have. So the next one coming up is September 6th, which is a Saturday, and it'll be from 9 o'clock until 1 p.m. And then we just have events, and, you know, check out cloversc.org for the upcoming events. But we have the Food Truck Thursday still going on in September on the 11th. And then October, we have another farmer's market and movies in the park, but lots of great things going on. And we have the Nashville show coming that I'm sure Samantha has talked a little bit about that, and that's coming up here in September. So if you haven't gotten your ticket, make sure you get your ticket.
So are tickets still available for that event?
Yes, they're still available, and you can go online or you can go to our Facebook page and click the link and buy directly. But lots of just exciting, fun things happening in Clover, for sure.
The Nashville experience is really cool. It's like Nashville comes to various communities throughout the country. It's pretty competitive to get them. Because Samantha was telling us, Sam Long with the town of Clover was telling us before, some cities put in and they did not get the okay, and we did in Clover. So it's, again, the Grand Old Opry comes right here to Main Street in Clover.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. So
it's
excited to have all of these fun things happening.
Well, and that also gives new people, you know, that are coming from the experience itself to see little towns that are like Clover. So
and
I
the
think
small
it's,
businesses and the new restaurants and stuff that we have. So
it's amazing.
Great.
All right. Well, so check out the town of Clover, the town with love in its name. You can check it out in person or online, as Alicia Griffith just described to us. Check them out online. There's a lot of dates and times you want to make sure you put on your calendar. Other than that, is there anything else on your list over there, Alicia?
Well, our art exhibits are going amazing. Oh, my gosh. Betsy Chapman. I know you guys know and
love her.
From Gallery 120.
Yes. She has sold 17 pieces in the last exhibit. That's like the most, I think, ever.
Yeah, she's amazing.
I mean, she has done such great, amazing things with the Gallery 120. It's just been awesome.
And Gallery 120 has moved from their prior
location
to close on Main Street, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep, they're in the Lauren Building right there at 103 North Main Street. And she has opened hours that you can come in and visit the exhibit and talk to Betsy and meet Betsy, and yeah, that's a treat in itself. So
yeah, for sure. That's a work of art, no pun intended. What's the theme? Do you know off the top of your head the theme for right now that's in the gallery?
Yeah, it's the 12 by 12 exhibit, oh, yeah. So everything has to be within that, you know, limitation, but... lots of great pieces, lots of local artists.
Gives artists another opportunity to showcase their work. Of course, you've got the Arts Council of York County right here, and you've got other places, but any place that will allow artists to display their work gives them a chance to get a name out there, and they love being an artist for that reason. And you can always go to a big box store and buy a print. Nothing wrong with that. A lot of us have got it in our homes now. But there's something unique when it's a one of a kind. A lot of these are one of a kind pieces. And so when you have artwork like that in your house, people always seem to come and just they will comment on that versus the other, which they know seems to come from a big box store. Nothing wrong again with that, but moderation will go a long way for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're affordable. Mm-hmm. I mean,
that's a good point.
It's really nice local artists, and it's affordable for, you know, the everyday family. So
love
great.
It.
Cool. All right. So check out Clover's Main Street. If you haven't already, you can do so this Saturday when they have the farmer's market. And this farmer's market continues every Saturday through the month of September, correct?
October. October 4th will be the last one. Yes.
September and October. Early
got
October.
Two more chances.
That's right.
Keep that up. All right. Alicia Griffith is from Clover's Main Street. She's the Clover Main Street director.